The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Nun Vov. Gemara here in the Dorm Daf Nun Vov brings down a Braisa that talks about the house that has a nega, and they call the kohen to look at the nega and decide if the nega is tamei. And the kohen says that the kohen looks at the nega and sees that the halacha is that this house has to be a musker. The nega is a musker. We lock it up for a week and see what happens at the end of the week if it has a siman tumah that will make it tamei or not. So the Gemara brings down a braisa. The pasuk says v'yotza hakohen min habayis, that the kohen should leave the house. He's inside the house when he saw the nega, because the nega was inside the house. The Torah says he leaves the house, and then after he leaves the house, the pasuk says the hiskir es habayis. He literally means that he locks up the house for 7 days. So the Gemara says that yotzal kaimin habayis. He says he leaves the house. Yochel, I would think that where does he go when he leaves the house? He goes home. Yelus leveisoy. Viaskir, he'll go to his house, and over there, Viaskir, he'll lock up the house that had a nega. Tamaloymer al pesach habayis, the pasuk says that he does not go all the way to his house, he goes to the entrance to his house. The entrance to the house that had a nega. E al pesach habayis, if it's only al pesach habayis, yochel, I would think, yami tachas amashkoif viaskir, that he can stand underneath the mashkoif, the entranceway to the house, and lock the door over there, then he could make it a musker. So he has to leave. He cannot be underneath the mashkif. He has to be completely outside the house. The Gemara says, he stands next to the mashkif, viaskir. And then the Gemara says, but b'di'evid, if it's holch leveso, if he went home, then it's still considered a good hesker. Tamaloymer v'hesker is abayis. So the halach is that b'di'evid, even if the kohen is not directly outside the house, when he makes the bayis in musker, the halacha is that it's considered a good hesker. However, lechatchilo, where the kohen should stand outside the house when he makes it into a musker. Now, the question over here is, how does this house get its status of a musker, of a hesker? What exactly needs to be done in order for the bayis to get halachic status of a musker? So we find over here in the Rishonim, the Rishonim are a bit bothered by this, the Havamin of the Gemara. The Gemara says that Yochel had a Havamin, that the Kohen should go home, Yochel Yeluch Leveisa Viaskir. And the Gemara says, even the Maskanos of Gemara, the Gemara says that B'di'evit, if he goes home and he's Maskir at home, then it's considered a good Hesker. So the question is, what exactly does it mean that the Kohen is Maskir the house when he's not next to the house at all, when he's in his own house? So the Rishon Rashi over here says, Yochel Yeluch Leveisa Viaskir. Rashi says, Al Yidei Shluchoi. How is he going to be masked the house? He's going to send a messenger. He's not going to be masked the house. Instead, he's going to send a messenger in to be masked the house instead of him. Other Rishonim, this Gemara is brought down Chulun on the field. The Rishonim over there say that, what does this mean that he's masked the house when he is nowhere near the house? It means that even if he's not next to the house, he can use a chevel aruch, a long rope, and that he will use to be masked the house. So you see from here that Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Tumas Tzeras, Perek Yedar Halacha Hei, says that you see from these Rishonim, you see from Rashi, that the way they understood the pasuk of the Hiskir Sabayis literally means that the Kohen has an obligation to close the door to the house. And the house of the door needs to be closed, and that is what creates the Tumas Hesker. The halach is the house has a status of Tumah for these 7 days. In order to create that status of Hesker, which requires the Kohen's Psak, the Kohen's decision that this house is in fact Tumah, and requires hesker, that requires that someone should physically close the door. Therefore, the Rishonim have to explain, if the Kohen is right outside the door, I understand. He's right outside the house, he can close the door himself. If he's not standing outside the door, how on earth can he close the door if he's not there? So therefore, the Rishonim say there are other options. Either he sends a shliach to close it for him, or he can tie a string to the door, and then even when he's far away, he can close the door, and closing of the door affects the tumas hezker on this house. This what seems to be clear from the pshat of the Rishonim. However, the Mishnah Melech himself has a difficulty with this pshat. Mishnah Melech says that where do we find that the concept of hezker that we know by tzeraz means that you have to physically shut the door? In fact, it would seem that we would say the opposite. That not only do we find that there's a concept of hesker by a house that has tzeras, there's also a concept of hesker by a person that has tzeras. Now, a person doesn't have a door. What does it mean that a person is a musker? A person is a musker when he has a nega that doesn't have a simituma and he's a musker for 7 days. So, says the Mishnah Melech, what that means is that the kohen has a decision. The kohen makes a decision. The kohen tells the person who has the tzeras that you are a musker. So there's an amira, there's a proclamation, a declaration of the kohen that this person is a musker, and that is what affects the tumah on this person. Says the Mishnah Melech, if that's the case by a person who has tzeras, so why should we assume any differently by a house that has tzeras? A house that has tzeras should work the same way. That if a house has tzeras and the kohen decides that it has to be tummy for 7 days because it's a musker, so all the kohen has to do is should say that it's a musker. He should say in amira, this house is musker. It's locked up for 7 days. What does it mean? It's locked up for 7 days. It means nobody should go into this house because the Torah says anyone who comes into this house will become tummy, and that's what it means. But to physically have to lock the door or close the door, it says the Mishnah Melech, that we don't see anywhere that should be the pshat in the pasuk, even though the literal translation of the word the hizkir means to close the door, says the Mishnah Melech, we see by a person that's not what it means, so too, we should not say that necessarily that's what it means by a house, and therefore the Mishnah Melech wants to say that ideally he would say that there is no such halacha that the door has to be closed. And in fact, Mishnah Melech is Madaif, and the Rambam does not mention, when he brings down this halacha of our Gemara, he does not mention that there is a physical closing the door. The Rambam brings down the Lashon of our Gemara, and our Gemara itself doesn't mention anything about any door. It's only this diuk from the Rishonim that we made, that Mishnah Melech made. So therefore, it says Mishnah Melech, and the Rambam, we can learn Kipshutai, we'll learn the simple understanding of the Gemara, that the Kohen has to say it's Musker, and the Gemara is teaching us from this Pasuk that the Kohen has to be outside of the house, and ideally, L'chatchila, he should be standing next to the house when he says that it's a Musker, and he says that it's Tameh. However, B'di'evit, even if he's not standing next to the house, the Halacha will be that if any time he says it's a Musker, the house will become Tameh. So, according to the Mishnah Melech, it would come out that here over here is a Machloikis Rishonim, what creates the hesker status of this house. However, the Chazinish in the Negoim in Simen Gimel Sifkot Yud disagrees with this Mishnah Melech. Chazinish says that what's the question of the Mishnah Melech? The Mishnah Melech is based on an assumption that just like the concept of hesker by a person does not involve closing any doors, so too we should say that the concept of hesker by a house should not involve closing any doors. Says the Chazon Ish that in fact we find a Rashi in Chumash that says the opposite. Rashi in Chumash in Vayikra in Parashat Tazriah Perek Gimel Pasuk Dalet, when the Pasuk talks about when the Kohen is maskir, a person who has tzeras. So the pasuk says v'hiskir, that the kohen is maskir the nega. Says Rashi yaskirenu bebayis echod. He should lock up the nega bebayis echod in a house. V'lo yirah tzeif ha-shavua, and you won't see it till the end of the week. You won't come back to look at it until the end of the week. Why does Rashi have to mention that he's locking it up in the house? What does a house have to do with anything? Where is the Where is there a house? Where did the house come from? It would seem from Rashi, says the Chazon Ish, that even by a person, the halacha is that there is supposed to be some form of locking up of this nega or the person in a specific place, in a house. And it would involve closing a door. If there's a house, then there's a door, and it involves closing the door. Therefore, says the Chazon Ish, it would seem from Rashi that quite the opposite. That the halacha is that Hesker, it requires a door. And even though Hesker requires a door, the halacha is that just like by a house, we see that you have to close the door in order for the tumah to begin, so too by a person, we always, it says the lashon of the Hesker, that also means that there has to be some sort of door and some sort of house involved. And therefore we would say that the Hesker by both of them is literal, is by side by a person and by a house. And by both of them, the halacha involves closing a door. Now, the implication, the mashmois of the Chazon Ish, is that if you would go with the pashtus of these Rishonim, that the tumah of the house, or the tumah of the person, that we know that the person is a musker, the Mishnah says in the Goyim that there are certain tumas that apply to him, and the Mishnah says clearly in the Goyim that tumah of the Torah is totally in the kain, it's based on the decision of the kain. That means even if the person is a Talmud Chacham and is Baki, and he already looked at the Nega, and he sees clearly that the Nega should be Musker, the halacha is that until the kain looks at it, it does not have, he's not considered Tum at all, and it doesn't have any Tumah. So you would need a decision by the kain in order for any Tumah to start. So it would seem that, according to the Mishnah Lamelech, Tumah would not start until... a commission of also understanding that Am Tumah not start until the Kohen has a psak. Once the Kohen says that it's a musker, then we'll say that now it has Tumah. Masha'en Kain, according to the other Yishayim, and based on the understanding of Chazon Ish, even by a hesker of a person, the halacha would be that the Tumah will not depend on the Kohen's decision and the Kohen's amira. He just says that it's a musker. That would seem that the tumah will not begin until there is an actual closing of the door. Now, according to this, obviously, you would say that once the door is closed, we don't say that the tumah is only there so long as the door is closed. The pasuk says clearly that when they have a house that has that's a hesker, if someone, whoever comes into the house, will become tameh. And the pasuk doesn't mean that someone climbs in through the window and the door is still closed, because if the door is open, he won't be tameh. Obviously, it means that the tumah begins when the door is open and is physically closed, either by the kohen or possibly by a shliach. It doesn't say clearly that the kohen himself has to do it. Some rishonim seem to say that he himself wouldn't have to do it, he can make a shliach to do it instead of him. But once it's closed, even if it would be open afterwards, then the halacha would be that it should still be tum. Now, if that's the case, that we could make an argument that Rashi is really not such a riot. Because when Rashi is discussing by a person, and Rashi says the hiskir, that the kohen locks up the person, yaskir, and with bayis echod, Rashi is not discussing the tumah. Rashi is discussing the idea that a person should be limited to an area where the kohen is not going to see him for a week, and therefore he's not going to see the nega for that specific time period. So it would be possible to say, at least to be miyashiv the Mishnah Melech. How would the Mishnah Melech do with Rashi? That the Mishnah Melech was understanding the Mishnah Melech's entire discussion from the Gemara. Our Gemara was discussing, when did the tumah begin? Does the tumah begin from a physical shutting of the door, or the tumah begin from the psak of the kohen? But it could be that even though you need to physically close the door, because that is the taich of a hiskir, it could still be that the tumah does not begin from when you close the door. It could be that the tumah begins, you still need a psak from the kohen to decide. In that case, Rashi over there, by a person, is not discussing when the tumah begins or when the tumah ends. That's not Rashi's discussion. So in such a case, if that was the case, we could be miyashiv the Mishnah Lamelech, that the Mishnah Lamelech is not bothered with that Rashi, because Rashi over there, when he says Yaskiren Vayis Echad, is not discussing this halacha when the tumah begins.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.